Dorothy Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. In case you're interested, you may or may not be, two pieces of news. One is apparently we have the first step, a memorandum of understanding with Wayne. So the first step of the agreement with Wayne. So the project with Rapid may indeed actually flourish. It's supposed to be formalized first quarter as a contract. So it's going to be a little hard to get there, but that's the plan. That's the hope. And the other thing that I found fascinating, because as I mentioned, I did some experimenting in trying to both refine my skills in interacting with others. And I've studied a number of issues. Obviously the definition of marriage, which, is one of the areas that I want to contend with. Again, the agonism I contend, not the contentious contend. It's a different word, and I can't think of it off, anyway. Because contend and contentious are two different things. In English, they sound the same. They're basically the same in English. They're not in Greek. And it's a remarkable difference. We're called to contend, but not be contentious. And if you're unwilling to contend, again, I haven't found anything better than simply say it's cowardice. But I am dealing with yet another gentleman now, and we have actually started because we are contending on whether or not the Christian should vote. And this has been interesting because I've had people, just insult me, all sorts of innuendos and whatnot. But I laid before seven chapters of Scripture, four chapters, excuse me, and not one would address anyone. But at least I have someone who's in dialogue with me. I have one person, obviously, who has addressed it and said, yeah, apparently we're on the same page anyway. In most, that's my friend Chris Prince. But to actually have somebody to contend on the Scripture because they claim they follow it. This is what I'm finding. People say, oh, I am a Christian. I follow the Lord. Bring out the Bible? Oh, no. Don't do that. And I can mention, three guys that do that. Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman. And my hope is, again, the model of Peter and Paul. Paul called out Peter. What they were doing was wrong. Basically, by pointing to the Scripture, there's a reconciliation with Peter recognizing Paul as his beloved brother. I want that with at least one of those guys, desperately. But if they plug their ears, if the Scripture is too scary for them, there's no hope. But I trust the Lord and the magnificence I see from Him in foregoing my trying to make things happen and trusting Him is phenomenal. I can dig into Scripture, look at what it says, and say, oh, that's what I need to do. Be obedient to Him. I want my kids to know that. I need to find out somehow how to encourage Him on that. Dorothy Jane, I love you.